Okay, we have to get to work. We are on Das Nun Chesemid Aleph. No, we're Nun Chesemid Beis. And we are up to, I think we learned, up to Hari Meiser. We started it, but that's what we're up to. Which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of Nun Chesemid Beis. To quickly review where we're up to. Because this is going to need, I mean, there's no way to review 4 days of work. But to quickly review what we're up to is just to give the basics so we can know where we're holding. We had started off with the Yishmol, became very famous, this Yishmol. He made a Shaila, somebody planted an onion of Shemitah and planted it in the 8th year, and the Gedulim outgrew the Iker. The Gedulim are for sure Heter, that's the Rosh Yishmitah, not like Archkol, not like Abeinu Archkol, and the Shaila is the Iker Mutter or not? Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha told them, yes. He brought a raya from the Batzel Shetruma Shenatai. Brought a raya from that. He went to Rabbi Yirmiya and told him, there's two Amaroam that disagree with you. One is the case of Arla, one is the case of Kiliakar. Okay. So then he went back to Ravami, and Ravami proved it from the case of Litra B'Tzalim, when you planted onions, right, and you planted it, which is mamish the case of Yishmol Yishkrayama, it says Yemaiser it Levikula. So that's a raya, the Gedulim is Mavato the Iker, because the Iker already had Meiser taken. So why are you being Mavato, why are you taking Meiser Levikula? So he answered him, that's not a raya, because that's a Chumrah. The Chumrah, maybe Gedulim are Mavato the Iker, but really, the Kula, it would not be Mavato the Iker. That was that. We brought another raya from Shemitah, we got out of it, also the Chumrah. I'm not going to get involved in every detail of every raya. Then we brought a raya from the case of the onions and the rain that we're going to need because it's coming back soon, the onions and the rain, right? If they grew more, it's Asher and Shemitah, but if they grew more in the 8th year, it's Mutter. So that's a raya, Gedulim is Mavato the Iker. So we answered, that's because it was not Mavato the Iker when it's in the ground, took it out, chopped it up, and mixed it up, and that's why it's Mavato. We went on, brought a raya from a guy that's pruning with a chashed al hashvias, with somebody that planted Shemitah fruit. And it said, in the 8th year it's Mutter, because Gedulim is Mavato the Iker. That's not Lachumra. It's not Meduchanim, and it can't be Taruvas, because it says he's pruning. That means it's still in the ground. So therefore, we came up with the aside, and that's the thing that we're going to need today. Shemitah is different, because it natural. No action was done. Since no action was done, it grows Memela from 7th year to 8th year. There, Gedulim are Mavato the Iker. The only time Gedulim are not Mavato the Iker, according to the two Rabbi Yehonas and Rabbi Yechonon, is when you did an action that caused them to be Gedulim different than the Iker. You grafted the tree, uprooted the vineyard. That's when that Rabbi Yechonon said his halacha. So now, this is very important, we've limited the halachas of those Mandi Amrim who said Gedulim are not Mavato Iker. We said that's only when done through an action, not when it happens naturally. That's what we said. Yeah, that was the Gemara yesterday that we learned. We're going to continue on that point. Yes?
And this action was done without any intention for Bethel.
Exactly. Exactly. It makes no difference. But Chazal viewed it as if you're intending to be Mavato. That's right. Zog the Gemara. We're, again, 5 lines in the bottom. Nun chesem and beis. Vary meiser, the suri ayde karka, vein betalat ayde karka. Meiser is also a case when you plant. Now, the original planting is not called an action. Everything is originally planted. When we talked about an action, we talked about a subsequent action that caused gedulim to be mevato the iker. But the original planting of something, nothing grows. I mean, I shouldn't say nothing grows without an action. But everything we've been talking about has been talking about planted. So that's not the action we were referring to yesterday. The action we were referring to yesterday was when it was already growing in the ground and you did something to create a different kind of gedulim, right? After it was growing in the ground. So here you have meiser that grows in the ground, no action is done, and still we see gedulim is not mevatel the iker. Where do we see this? The Tanya. I'm sorry. Okay, I think I'll answer that in the next one. Litra meiser tevel shazara bekarka. A guy had meiser rishon, No Trumas Meiser was separated from it. So at this point, it's Tevel. As I pointed out yesterday, anything that's not separated from something is Tevel. So if you didn't finish separating, you're dealing with Tevel. Whether you didn't separate anything, whether you separated everything besides one thing, it's Tevel. So you took Tevel Meiser Rishon, which means this is already Meiser Rishon. It belongs to the Levi. I don't care who did this. The Levi, the Yisrael, makes no difference. And they didn't separate Trumas Meiser, which, by the way, can be done by the Yisrael and can be done by the Levi. The Yisrael does not have to give the Levi Meiser Rishon without Trumas Meiser taken. If he wants to, he has a friend, the Kayan, he can take Trumas Meiser also. But that's not the point of the sugya. That's a different sugya. Bottom line is, this Meiser Rishon did not have Trumas Meiser. I'm sorry. They should get me a wider table. I'm just joking. Thank you. It's getting used to me. It doesn't do anything anymore. It falls and it goes right. I'm going to keep it close. This Meiser Rishon did not have too much Meiser taken of it. He planted it.
So he did so.
Again, that's not an action that created new Gedulim. Let me try to explain. In the case of the Arla, he had a branch of Arla. He planted that. That wasn't the action that we were interested in. We were interested in the fact that he took that branch and grafted it into something else. The original action we didn't view as an action. Shemitah also works with an action. Somebody planted Shemitah. The onion didn't end up in the ground by itself. So the original action we don't view as an action. We're looking to see, was there an action that caused Gedulim of Heter? Was there a second action that transferred from Isser to new Heter? By the Arla tree, you took a branch that was Arla, grafted it. That branch was growing before. Didn't grow on its own, you planted it.
It was never Isser
until it
started growing, right?
Again, it was Arla that was growing, and you took that branch and did a second action. You grafted it into a tree, which created Gedulei Heter. You had an onion, you planted in a vineyard. That was an action. But that doesn't bother us. It's you uprooted the vineyard to make it that the rest of the onion is heter. A second action. By Shemitah, there was also a first action. How did the onion or Shemitah end up in the ground? You planted it. Now, on its own, Gedulim grew of heter. The calendar made the change. It's the eighth year. You didn't do anything to create the Gedulei Heter. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So now, this case, you took Meiser Rishon that was Tevel and planted it. That's not an action. Everything is planted in the ground. That's not the action we're looking for. What happens is, Vishbicha, and it grew, Varika Esher Litrin, and now you have 10 litrin of whatever it is. Chayevas b'Meiser b'Shvias. Two things happen. We make you give Meiser. Meiser and Shvius are two different halachas. If it grew in a regular year, we make you give Meiser in all 10. Which means, Gedulim are Mevatel the Iker. L'chumra. It's a chumra. They make you give Meiser from everything. It's a chumra. Shemitah, if it grows in Shemitah now, the new stuff, it's all Aser Shemitah. Again, l'chumra. That doesn't prove anything, just proves the Chumrah. Okay. Now, the Isa Litra, Meiser Alam Yimokamacha Levi Cheshbon. But that Litra still needs Trumas Meiser taken off of it. It wasn't Batu that you don't have to give Trumas Meiser off of it. Now, there was no action to create Yugi Dulum. Based on the answer we gave yesterday, a natural growth is Mavato the Iker. Even according to the Mandiyarim that said Gedulim are not Mavato the Iker. A natural growth is Mavato the Iker. This is Karka. This is not, you didn't do an action that made it Gedulei Heter. Gedulei Heter happened because the calendar changed. Or even if the calendar didn't change, it grew on its own. Why is this different than the seventh year Shemitah going into the eighth year? Why is the fact that you planted and new stuff grew on its own that was heter, or, right, that was should be mevatel the litra, Trumas Meiser, and it grew on its own, why is that different than Shemitah that grows into the eighth year? And over here it says that you have to give the Trumas Meiser, which means the Trumas Meiser is not butl. It's not butl. Why not? It's natural. There was no new action. That's what's bothering the Gemara. Dr. Rush. By Meiser, the Surah de Karkahu, the Azareya Sotru of Misukenes, cause really is tevil. Whenever you plant grain, it becomes tevil. Ve'im betalos ha'idei karka. Zog derash. K'shem s'arvim emeil le gedulim be'ikr. If the gedulim get mixed into the ikr, it's not batal. How do I know that? Litra meiser tevil. Meiser rishin shloi hupesh mevenu trumas meiser. Meiser rishin that no trumas meiser was separated. Chayev es oysa litra be'meiser b'shnei ha'meiser. If it was a year of meiser, meiser and shvias is not together. If it's a year of Meiser, it's Chayiv and Meiser. U'bishviyas, imzara bishviyas. And it's Chayiv and Shemitah if you planted it on Shemitah. Avazarei bishviyas, patam and a Meiser. Don't mix up the two. If it's Shemitah, he's not going to have to give Meiser. It's either or. Don't, because if you read it, Meiser bishviyas is mashma. There's two chiyuvim. It's Meiser and Shemitah. No, it's not. If it's Shemitah, it's not Meiser. Because on Shemitah, you don't give Meiser. So it's either Meiser on the first 6 years, or it's Shemitah if it's the seventh year. That's what the Rush is trying to tell you. We're talking about the new stuff that grew. The new stuff that grew, if it's 1 through 6, you have to give Meiser. By the way, you have to give Meiser of the Ikker again, too, because the Chumrah is a Mevatel. So you give Meiser, and if it's Shemitah, the whole thing becomes Shemitah. Right. Now, just don't, what the Rush is stressing here is, if you read this brayta, it's mashma that the same thing has to give meiser in his asur shmita. It's not true. On a shmita year, there's no meiser. On a meiser year, there's no shmita.
If it all grows in shmita,
then everything is asur.
It nullifies everything.
Right. Chumra. If it grows the other 6 years, everything is chayiv and meiser. I was a rei b'shvias, patim and a meiser. Even though we already separated Truma Gedayla Meiser from this thing, Hadra Litivla, V'tzarech V'sakin Eisa Kebatchila, the feature is Batla B'Gedulim, because this was Batla and Gedulim, right? Because it's a Chumra. So that doesn't bother us.
It doesn't help us.
There's
no proof.
Doesn't prove anything.
Right.
Exactly. V'Eisa Litra Meiser L'Alefi Cheshbon, Mapish Arveha Asiri Militri Meiser Hatava Trumas Meiser. The original still needs Trumas Meiser separated from it. The Avapi Shekhayvinu Kedin Tevil the Hapish Alay Truma Meiser. Aye, we just said a minute ago that we make you give new Meiser and new Truma. That it was Batu. If it was Batu, why are we taking off Trumas Meiser? If it's Batu, there should be no Chiyuv of Trumas Meiser on the original. Hayna Madrabanam Ha'amr Luchumra. The Gedulim Le Mevatli Le'ikim Ederaisa. The Raya is, we're making a gift to Mesmeiser. That means it's not Mevatli Le'ikim. Hilkach Oymed Betivloi. Betzarek Lahavish Olav to Mesmeiser. Alma Loi Mevatli Gedulim Le'ikim Avagavdim Esarvim Memela. This is a case like the case we just had. No action was done to make Gedulei Heter. Except the original planting. The original planting doesn't count. So why is that different than the case before where we said that Shemitah, Rabbi Yochanan agrees, and Rabbi Yonasan agrees that Gedulim are Mevatu Iker? Why aren't they Mevatu Iker by Meiser? Yes?
Rush mentioned the word Durabanan. What is part of this which is Durabanan?
The fact that you have to give all, the Gemara's going to change this later, but the fact that you have to give Meiser from the whole 10 litra, even though one had litra given off of it.
Question which has been underlying in my mind on this, which is what we're saying really is not probative of any intent. What we're saying is that we're going with Chumrah. It could be we're going with Chumrah Duraisa, in which case we're dealing with the state of the object. It could also be that we're going with Chumrah Durabanan, which we're just simply, you know, the power of the Rabanan is in terms of value and things like that, and they can usher something just to be careful. I don't see any proof that, I mean, does anyone state specifically what this whole thing as far as the Trumas Meiser is the Rabbanan or the right?
Again, step back. We have a contradictory fact in this Raisa. You have one litra that you planted, that had Truma Samaishas taken off of it.
Right.
You have 9 litra that had nothing taken off of it.
Absolutely.
So what you're doing now, treating the original litra in a contradictory way.
Absolutely.
So one is the Raisa, and one must be a Drabanan. Because with the Raisa, you can't have a contradiction. If it's Mavato,
right,
then there should be no Truma Samaishas. If it's not Mavato, then there should be no Truma and Meister anew. Therefore, the Rush says, what is rabbinic and what is biblical?
Yeah, so that's exactly what...
So that's what he's saying. I don't know what's bothering you.
Well, I didn't understand the Rush, but that's exactly the question which overlies this. If the Rishes cannot be internally contradicted, the Rishes are
Bishat. So again, this is what the Rush is saying.
Okay,
he's saying, it's bottle to give all new stuff midrabbana. And the original is Chayiv and Trumas Meiser Midoraita. That is what he said.
Okay, aging brain.
Right.
When you get to Midoraita.
Fine, no problem. Yes.
This is not qualified with Zara color, Zara color.
Nothing to do with that.
Because even if the Zara is color, the cube is not color. The cube on that.
Correct. Well, if it's not there, if you can make an argument, we're not getting involved in that. The Gemara doesn't, so I'm not going to go there. And for the Gemara, Amri, I will answer you. Meister Dagan, Meister Digun Udu Karamway. You're making a mistake. You're assuming that the new stuff that grows, it doesn't have, is Chayiv and Meister. Right?
The
right. And therefore, should be Mavato, the original thing, it shouldn't be Chayiv and Trumas Meister. That was your question. It happens on its own, there's no action. Not true. When you take that new stuff out of the ground, it's not Chayiv and Meister yet. Not Chayiv and Meister yet. What makes it Chayiv and Meister is when you make the pile. So your action creates the Chayiv Meister. Didn't happen on its own. You grow, put in grain into the ground, onions into the ground. It grows. So your assumption in the question was that the new is Chayiv and Meiser, the old is Chayiv and Trumas Meiser. Let the new be Mavato the old, and not be Chayiv and Trumas Meiser. Why? Because it happens on its own. Not true. The stuff that grew new is not Chayiv and Meiser. Nothing happens to it. What happens is when you make a pile, it becomes Chayiv and Meiser. That needs an action. The action is what creates that the gedulim are different than the original.
You just pound
the
trail
if you don't pile it? You don't pile it, midaraisa, yes, midarabanan, you can snack and not eat. Biblically speaking, until you make that pile, eat away. Rabbanan don't like you to eat meals from stuff that's supposed to be given maaser up ultimately. Dr. Ross, Amri Meister Dikin Gagor, Hoda Amri the Meister Yisruei de Karka, Holesa, the Tua Hazrua Inacha Zeres Latifla. When you plant grain, it doesn't become tevel. It's mutter to eat, Acha Timrak Bakri, until you make a pile. You smooth out the pile. Look at any Yisruei de Karka, the Aina Bato Anami Ide Karka. The ikar v'agidulim shaloi chiyuvim b'shas hamiruach. The chiyuv comes when you smooth out the pile behind ra'idei adam. That's done by humans. So it's the same as kili akarim and arla. An action is needed to create the difference between the gedulim and the ikar. Because when it grows, it's fine. Nothing happens. It's not tevel yet. So when is it? A question when you make the pile. When you make the pile, that's a human action. So it's like the other cases. Therefore, biblically, it's not bottled. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Now, I don't know how the Maan D'Amar that says Gedulim is Mavato Iker. He never said Luchum Rishayni. He said, well, Gedulim are Mavato Iker, why would you have to give Trumas Meiser? I don't know why he holds that way. Meaning, there's a Mariyama that said Gedulim is Mavato Iker all the time. That was Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He started this window. Then we had the two Manjam that said not, and we've been dealing with questions on them. And they got out of every proof. But this one is a proof against Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, because it's saying here that you have to give Trumas Maisha on the original. And it's also saying here that if it's Shemitah, it all becomes Esser. Right? So I'm not sure how he would answer this right. But
the new growth is
the last
thing, everything else.
Yeah, but you have to give Trumas Maisha of the original. Why? Why? So, I don't have an answer to that. I didn't see anybody talk about it, in fact. I don't know what.
Yeah, that's not
the question. The original Mandi Amen had said Gedulim is always Levato the Iker. Right? We had many brises to prove him right. Rabbi Yochanan got out of every proof. This brises seems to say, like Rabbi Yochanan, saying that the Gedulim are Mavato the Iker. You have to give, or not Mavato the Iker, saying you have to give Trumas Meister of the original Litra. The Rabbi Yochanan Nafchim member made a difference. He was talking about an onion planted in the 8th year that had an ikra of the 7th year. And he said, Gedulim is Mavato of the Iker. Lakula. He never made a difference between action and not action. That was in Rabbi Yochanan who said it's not Mavato, and we had the Brisa that said it is, he had to get out of it. In the original Mandi Amar that said Gedulim is Mavato the Iker, period, we never had anything that went against him. We had many proofs for him. Rabbi Shmuel went and asked the Shaila. The first one comment, Asa l'kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. And he told him that you take a bottle of Shotruma and you not to Rabbi Gedulim al Ikre Mutter. Lakula. This Bryce is not like him. Now we had many Bryces like him that Rabbi Yochanan got out of. But this Bryce is not like him, and the Gemara doesn't prove it, doesn't show it. Should not have to give Trumas Meister. I didn't see anybody comment. I looked around. To me, it was like obvious. I didn't see anybody comment. I had another problem also, which I didn't, maybe I didn't look enough for this one because it didn't bother me then, is that we answered the case of Meister. But one of the cases in this Meister was Shemitah. And that doesn't need digun. The answer to Gemara that you need an action answered the case of Meister. But the case of Shemitah, that it said if you plant a litra of Betzalim in its Shemitah year, it all becomes Shemitah, but you still have to give Trumas Meister. That's Ayde Karka. That doesn't need an action.
You don't have
to do anything. So the Gemara doesn't answer that half. And again, I didn't look around for that question. Could be that is discussed.
Yeah, we're not talking about pruning.
No, nothing to do with pruning. You plant them. So I don't have an answer to that. Believe that or I will look it up today. I hope by tomorrow morning I'll have an answer to that question. But I didn't see anybody ask what Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha is going to do with this Brisa. I think the chat is he had many Brisas that were like him. Rabbi Yochanan got out of them, but that doesn't mean that simple reading wasn't his way. So there's a Brisa that disagrees with him. He has Brisas that are for him. He has a Brisa that disagrees with him. Yes?
I hope I'm not getting stuck on something, but could it be that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking with the Brisa that Gedulim is always in
the Bible? It was Paskening. He said Mutter.
So he was Paskening with the Brisa, but the...
No. If somebody comes in here to a Shaila, please don't answer him with the Brisa. Tell him what the halacha is. Yishmael was not a big lumpen. Yishmael was a fine yid. He came to his rav. He wanted to know, should he eat it or not? His rav said, go eat it. His rav didn't give him a lumpen to shatarit. He said, mutter. Yitzchak Navka told them it's mutter. End of story.
A virtue of being named in the Gemara does not make him in the Hamadrega. I thought everybody that's named in the
I don't know.
I learned this up as a kid and was
again. What am I supposed to say? He's named in the Gemara. I'm not named in the Gemara. Right? There must be a reason for that. But it doesn't say that he's Reb Yishmael. It says Yishmael is Kfar Yama. It's a man that was a farmer in Kfar Yama. He came to ask the Rav Ishaila. The Rav told him what. That means he didn't know the answer. He asked the rabbi, what can I do? And the rabbi told him mutter. So you want to tell me he was a God Ladar? Fine. I don't care. I don't think he was. But let's say he was. So he came to ask the Rav Ishaila. The Rav told him it's mutter. I don't care what he was. I also heard that line. I think that line is going on Amaroim.
Right.
Every Amaira mentioned in Shas could be Mechayim Esim. That I heard. But I don't think every the Rishon that are mentioned in the Gemara. And they can't be Mechayim Esim. They are the Mesim, but they can't be Mechayim Esim.
And the second question is this thought is average, to best of your knowledge, average. It was a society of agricultural society, so everybody was growing their own food to some degree.
Yes.
As a general statement. Did everybody raise so much grain that they made a kli in it, that they threw marech a kli?
That was the regular process for farmers.
Is there a minimum amount?
I have no idea. No idea.
And once you put, let's say, into...
By the way, I only say the following. People were selling grain. That means somebody was buying it.
On their front lawn, they could be selling
again. You don't sell something that everybody has in their backyard.
There were doctors also.
So if a person was, I always assume it looked like a barrel full of grain.
I don't make assumptions. I have no idea what happened. I don't even try to visualize it.
The person didn't smooth it. He was butter.
Midoraisa. But he could snack away at it, he could feed it to his animals, but he could never eat a meal.
No, he couldn't bake a bread with it.
What is kvias? Learn Mishnayas Zroim, you'll find out. I'm not getting there. We're not going there today. Yes?
The city dwellers did not grow their own food. People who were dispossessed did not grow their own food. There were farmers who supplied. As far as the piling the grain up, I think you said this, but this is the normal process.
Right.
You do when you put on your shoes in the morning. If you have laces, you tie them. This is not, it's whether you're...
Again, fine. Okay. Something my right to. Must have Rami Bachama asked the question. Our Mishnah. Kainem Paris Eilolai, Kainem Ein Api, Kainem Ein Lefi, Asimich Lufei Mugdulayim. We went through this already last week because it's Asir Bahana, so it goes to Chalip and Gedil. That's nothing to do with our Sogyodel. We're going to the next case. Shari Eichu Shari Tayim, Mutabich Lufei Mugdulayim, because he's not eating the thing. Bedarish is Ari Kala. Abu Bedarish is Ari Kala. Afiligidulimasurim. Right? It's Asir.
That's all going on the second part, right?
The second part. That means if it's Ein Zarei Kala, Gedulim are not Mevatel the Iker. In fact, they become Usher. A Butzel is Ein Zarei Kala. You plant it into the ground, the Gedulim should be like it. This is a question. What?
Are we talking about it with, even if it's not bigger? It's bigger, not bigger, it doesn't make...
Doesn't make a difference.
It's all Gedulim.
It's all Gedulim. And the Mishnah here said Gedulim is Usher. The Gedulim is Usher. Why did Gedulim Usher? I'm sorry? If it would be Mevatel the Iker, the Gedulim wouldn't be Usher. Again, that was the first case. We're talking about Shein Yaichu Shein Itayim. Right. And it says Gedulim are Usher, and it means it's not Mevatel the Iker. And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Abba, Shaini Kanam Atayvi Boy Mishal Alayu, you can be Matur Neder, you can remove it. I will ignore it, Shiashla Matir. But Loi Batum, Arayin Batum arrive. That's different. That's because What the issur is your neder. It's not Shemitah. It's not Tevel. It's your neder. Remove it, and there won't be usur. The Gavin Sheyashlo Nazirim is never bottle. We had that list a few days ago. Whenever you have a Gavin Sheyashlo Nazirim, it's not bottle. So therefore, it's not bottle. Zukt the Rush. Kind of Paris Eilu Mufurish Lamaila. So the Rush also doesn't want to go through it again. Go look ahead before. He only asked himself in this table, but why begedulim? Benaisi gedulim yivat loyek and legamri. This rayu tolu bekarka. Even more so, this is a karka iser. It grows in the ground, right? And we say gedulim are aser. It's a natural growth. It's aser right away. Now you don't need digun. You don't need anything else. It's aser because you're a netter. As soon as it grows, it's aser. Mikol makim tarivusa hi mimela, da idei gedulav misarvin yachad miatzman. B'loy dami lemaiser. No, sorry, I skipped. Unehi d'loy dami l'shvias l'gami d'shurayi tala b'karka. The issue here does not come because it's growing in the ground. It comes because of your neder. So you can really differentiate and said this is not a karka issur like Shemitah was. But the bottom line is you didn't do an action. Not like Meiser, that is not also till you do an action. Here it's also right away, even when it's in the ground. Your netter makes it usher. It's a gedulin of the thing you ushered. The answer is, have a lake in Davishashle Matirin, Vein Abata Bereiv, Nafilu Ben Elof Lebata. So the Gemara's answer is don't bring netter in. Netter is removable. Any issue you can remove, why should it be bustle? We had that a few days ago, right? Tevo, Meiser, Sheni, Hegdish, Chodosh. They're never bustle because you have just waited out. It'll become mutter. So therefore, it's not a kasha neither, Mandiyama. This is a kasha Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. He said it's batul. Answer is, remove it. Can't be batul. It was a kashan Rabbi Yechanan who said karka, natural things without an action or batul. This is a davar shel matirin. It's not in this sugya. Remove it. It has nothing to do with anything. It's a davar shel matirin. It's a whole different subject. Davar shel matirin is not batul. So now the Gemara gets sidetracked. This halacha as follows. Now, there's going to be a machloikas v'shayinim at the end. The Rush will bring two pshatim. That's why I mention it. But we'll see. But this is the basic halacha. A guy separates truma. If he wants to, he can go in front of three people and say, I changed my mind. I have charata that I ever separated that greatest truma. I want to have it removed. Bezin can say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. And it's not truma anymore. He has to separate truma from something else. I mean, but the truma is off.
It returns to
the devil. By the way, we do this today. When do we do this? A woman separates challah, and then the challah goes back into the dough. Fell back into the dough. The whole dough is usher. So we tell her, send your husband to three people, be matur the challah, and then take challah again. That's what we do, halakha l'maisa. That's what we do. It happens, by the way. You shouldn't think it doesn't happen. It happens. Not as often as onion shilas happen. Every woman in her life has to have at least five onion shilas that she cut an onion with a flat chicken knife and fried it in the milk in a pan and cut it on a part of a board, and then decided to make it milky, some flakes at the same time. Every woman has to have at least five of them in her lifetime, if not, she wasn't a kayim. But that's the most common shayla. But this has also happened. Chala, she makes chala. She gets all into it. She's mafrish chala. She says her whole year, and everything wonderful, and then it falls back in. So the solution is very simple. Get your husband to go to three people, to be matir a chala, and then give him more chala. which can be done with truma also. So why, when truma falls in, is a batel, 1 in 100? Be matter the truma. It's a davar sheyesh lo nadirin. Teretz is you have to go to Beth and to Bishayel. You don't consider that yesh lo nadirin, but you just said it is. You just said by the netter yesh lo nadirin because you can go to Beth. So by truma you can also go to Beth and remove the truma. Every time truma falls into chulin, go over to Bezin, say, Rabbi Sai, Shimon or Rabbi Sai, I made truma, I regret it, remove it. They remove it, there's no mixture of truma anymore. Take other truma, and it won't be a problem.
But the chalo, what is
no shear of batol? It's not batol, I mean 1 in 100.
If they would have that amount, you wouldn't have
batol, yeah. But you try to tell your wife that the chalo is batol. Yeah. See how far you get.
It's a personal thing, and I'm going to ask people in the room heavy. I run the show.
Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. The bottom line is, this is what happens. I just wanted to show that it's the Gael Lemaisa. We're not talking about Kala being, but that's not Lachal Lemaisa. I just wanted to show that it's not a far-out thing. It happens. It's Lemaisa. So Truma is Lemaisa. Not today. We don't separate Truma. But if truma falls, you do separate truma, but it's about, but not, we're getting involved in that, right? But the Maisa in America, you don't separate truma with Derek Klau. And therefore, if truma falls into Tevel, it's a Yeshla Matirin. If it falls into Chulin, it's a Yeshla Matirin. Remove the truma. Just like you just told me, you can remove the netter.
What's your reason for have Horata?
Because it fell in. I'm not Pesach. Not by Pesach. Karata.
Oh,
what's wrong with Karata? What? Yeah. They give Truma in their own Truma. They can keep it. But it's Tevel without it. That's Taisa's discussion on Rashi Shita and Yavamas. Rashi and Yavamas says Tevel is a mixture of Truma and Chulam. That's what Tevel is. It's a mixture of Truma and Meiser and Chulam. So Kaisis, if Tevel is usher because of the Truma in it, so why can't a Kayan eat Tevel? Why does a Kayan have to separate Truma? That's Kaisis' scotch on Rashi and Yavamas. He argues. He says Tevel is his own isser. It's not because of the Truma mixed into it. The Torah said you can separate Truma and make the Tevel hunter. But it's not usher because it has Truma in it. That's a Rashi and Yavamas, Kaisis' scotch, but Pashtus, it's not, it's Truma is, you know, is removed, and that makes the Tevel mutter. So Frank the Gemara, right?
It matters Truma because it's not a Vadai coin?
No.
Nothing to do with it.
Everybody is required to be Mavrish Truma. The Torah gave a mitzvah to separate Truma. If you're a farmer and you're a Kayan, you separate Truma.
The coin does the same. Today,
forget about today. Today they do nothing, very little in Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about those days. Now, you want to talk about today? I never was Mavrish Truma and Meiser in Eretz Yisrael. I made sure I go to the stores that took care of it for me, because I never figured out how to do it. But there's a nusach of how to do it. They say a little morsel, they wrap it up, they wait to arrive. The whole process. I don't know what it is. But there are people here that did it, I'm sure. You did it, right? Dr. Schwab did it. Probably Faisal did it.
No?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Kain is Mavrish Chala the same way you are.
Because
he's Chayiv and Chala. Why not?
I don't know. I always thought that because he gets, because somebody else,
that's fine, but it's still Tevel unless you're Mavrish Chala. That's exactly what Tyson's title is on Rashi.
I don't think I would have Tevel in my house.
Yes, you do. Every dough your wife makes is Tevel. Till you're Mavrish Chala.
Oh.
I mean, she doesn't put a sign on it that says Tevel.
Yeah. I never thought of it like that.
You can't eat it till you're Mavrish Chala. That's called Tevel. Now, again, when the Gemara talks about Tevel, it's not talking about that, but it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because you didn't separate Chala. Yes.
Just to continue the progression, I have always been under the impression, this may be my own impression, that the dough with the unseparated challah was an intermediate state in which there was neither truma nor kulin. That not until you were designated...
That's called tevel.
Yeah, no, tevel is actually translated as mixture within the bounds of my knowledge.
Yeah, but again, going back to that tesis, which is the way we understand it, tevel is an iser to everybody.
In
itself, exactly. Not like Rashi and Yudin Pumpkin.
What's up, Sandra?
I believe, or Pei Vav Amid Beis.
Reb, you have to answer that. No, I want to...
Pei Amid Beis or Pei Vav Amid Beis. Ninth Beis, Pei Vav Amid Beis. Right. Zag to Gemara Vaito. Vari Truma, the boy of Mishnale, Ubato, now they take out the word Barayim because you need 100. Utanan, saw Truma Tamea, Shinafu Lepachas Mimea Chulin, a saw Truma Tamea that falls into less than 100 Chulin, Cherkav. We say it has to rot because the Kayan can't eat it because it's Truma Tamea. Truma Tamea can't be eaten by a Kayan, so there's nothing to do with this. Halamea, but if it fell into 100, Tala. Tala means take one out, call it Truma, even though it's really not, but it's Bato. It's a rabbinic Chumrah that when Truma is Bato, you take one out and act like this is Truma, but it's really not. So we see that you can be, why is it the Dabar Sheshla Matirin? You just said the ability to remove something makes it a Dabar Sheshla Matirin. And for the Gemara, Amri Betruma Beyat Kayan, Askinan, Dloy Matzi Mishalalei. Now here the Gemara says a fact that simply translated means one thing, but the Rosh will be Tupchat. Once you give to the Kayan the Truma, nobody can remove the Truma anymore. You can only be Matra Truma before you finish the process, which is to give it to the Kayan. The minute you give it to the Kayan, it can't be removed anymore. That's what the Gemara is saying. And therefore, that's what it's about to. Eino kinami before you give Truma to the Kayan, at this point, the Gemara is going to slug it up in a minute, you can remove it. And it wouldn't be Batu. Tatavish Yashla Majirin. But you gave the Truma to the Kayan. You gave the Truma to the Kayan, can't remove it anymore. Now it falls into Chulim. So it's not Batu unless there's 100. It's not a Dabash Yashla Majirin anymore. You can't remove it. Dr. Rash. By Truma di by Mishallah, Avagam di Mishallah 100 Latibla. Even though it's going to go back to Tevel, because Makam Makal Truma Yatsai De Shaila, it's no longer Truma. But Libaruba, the non saw Truma, me Bryce and Lava Matilasuya. You could have brought the Bryce before on the Amid Aleph, no Chesamid Aleph. The Kari behind you, the Truma, and Lamatirin. Al the Nicha Lelasuya me Masnisin. He's Nicha to bring the Mishnah. He'd rather bring a Mishnah that says it's Bato than the Bryce before that said it's Bato. Shanavu Lapakas may have Truma Kul and Tirkov. Ain't the Lashana Mishnah. There is no such Mishnah, even though we're quoting a Mishnah. But Derek Ashar Ashas Lakachar Lashana Mishnah. It takes the Mishnah and it abridges it. Maybe Mashu Tzarech Mimena. And we bring the part we want. But other than Mina Tisarev. What? The Mishnah says the halacha, but not the exact words. The Rosh says this is not an exact quote. But other than Mina Tisarev, why don't we burn it? Why do we let it rot? But Yushalmi Baruch Hu Alibid Rabbi Yechanan. The Amar Ben Koshah, the Madlikim Bechumash Shechit 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 Rabbi Yechanan says, Beferish, you have Truma Tumeya, you can use it as fuel. So why don't we say over here that if Truma Tumeya falls into less than 100 chulin, use it as fuel. Why are we making you let it rot? Mashani, the Shami answers the Demu Akile. People were very careful with Truma, even Truma Tumeya. But this is mixed into chulin, so people will take it lightly. And they say, okay, I can eat it also. We don't want you to burn it. We want you to let it rot. You should understand that you can't use it. Once we let you burn it, since it's a mixture, you'll be mekel. Therefore, the Yishalmi says, over here, we don't let you burn it. We want you to let it rot. Kala meyatala. Nafila truma tahira ayelabachad v'meya. Even truma tahira, because yaluchu abisafri, mikabuchaymer. Hadda mahadra lakshuya midiyuka. Now, the rest is bothered. There are many Mishnahs that say Truma Tahir is Batul. Here we bring Truma Tumeya, and we make a diak. Ha, Truma Tahir is Batul. Right? Why do you make it? Bring me Mishnahs that say Beferish, Truma Tahir is Batul. Why beat around the bush? There are many Bryces that say Truma Tahir is Batul. That if you have Truma Tahir that falls into 100, you can eat it. ולאיד מיקס מקסי מקמה משנאי ששנם בפרש, שתרומה תהירי, שתרומה אלה בהגדם מהיה. משום דקולה איקמן לאוקמה בתרומה ביד קיין. Because you can answer the same answer that it's talking about Truma B'yad Kayin, which we answer over here, that you can't be Israel. But over here we're going to slug up the answer. We're going to prove in a moment that this is not B'yad Kayin. Therefore, we brought this, where your answer won't work. If we brought the other one, the answer would have worked. This way we bring one that the Gemara is going to slug up this answer. But Truma B'yad Kayin, L'matzah L'mishalei, Kivin the Yatzim Meshus Yisroel, the Kayin Bar Mitzvah Nesina, and he already gave it to the Kayin. Sul I matzil avkoi shem truma minay de shayla.
Can he give it back?
Cannot. It's the Kayin's. It's no longer, even if he gives it back. It's no longer removable. That's the Rashi Shita. Now he brings a different Shita. Rabbi Eliezer Mimetz, Pirish.
We had it before.
Yes, we did. Doi matzil the mishal alei, shayla. So he says as follows, I'll say it outside. He says the Kayin can't be shayla in the truma. He's not the one that made it truma. The Yisrael can be shayel in the truma when it's in the hand of the Kayin. But that's, what's the Kayin going to do? Go ask the Yisrael to do it? That's not Yeshla Matirin. Yeshla Matirin is if you can do something and remove the truma. If the Kayin has the truma, the Kayin can't be shayel. He's not the one that made it. How can he remove it? You remove it like a netter. You make the netter. You can remove it. I make the netter. You can't remove it. Yisrael made the truma. The Kayin can't remove it. Teretz says he can go back to the Yisrael and say, please remove it. That's not called Yeshla Matirin. Because that happens very infrequently, to go back to the person, say, do me a favor, you're bothering the guy, he's not interested, he has nothing to gain from it. Dr. Ablazim admits, the Matzah the Mishnah Leishan Lekarl Hu Shem Truma, Mashmada Kayin Koi, the Kayin can't remove it. Avi Yisrael Shefisha Matzah Mishnah. Tzarek Leimer the Perushai, the Avagav, the Yachah Yisrael Dachzir Lechulim. Even though the Kayin can go back to the Yisrael and say, do me a favor, remove it. It's not common that you go back to the Yisrael to ask him. Sometimes he needs this grain to eat. It's something that's done. You separated Truma, then you decided you need it. You need this grain. So you do a Shaila and separate Truma somewhere else. You need this grain right now. So it's something that happens. For a client to go back to Yisrael is complicated. That's not Yesh Lamatir. That's Rabbi Lez. So there's two cheetahs over here.
They work.
So according to the Rabbi Lez, it's not like this. The Rush says it doesn't work. Once it's given to the Kayin, it's non-removable.
So it's worse than that, no?
No, the Gemara just says he gave it to the Kayin. I translated it like the Rush. That once you give it to the Kayin, it's not removable. The Rabbi Lez Mimit says what the Gemara means, once you gave it to the Kayin, theoretically it's removable, but practically it doesn't work. It doesn't happen.
Thank you.